Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York say they're confident they have evidence for charges of murder in the first degree against Sebastian Cepeda, the man accused of burning a woman to death on a New York City subway.
On the murder one, the top charge is life without the possibility of parole. And of course, on standard murder, the top count is 25 years to life.
Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez, investigators still working to identify the woman. Canadian ministers are in Mar-a-Lago in Florida today for talks with President-elect Trump's team as he weighs tariff and Canadian imports. A federal judge has ruled that the woman accusing Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs of raping her at a party when she was 13 years old can remain anonymous, but may be required to reveal her identity at a later date to allow Jay-Z's legal team to collect facts necessary to prepare for trial. Another stowaway was caught on a Delta flight, this time from Seattle to Hawaii, as it taxied for takeoff on Christmas Eve. This is ABC News. One of Gaza's last functioning hospitals in the north has been attacked by the IDF. Israeli forces say the hospital's a stronghold for Hamas and that they're using it as a command center.
The staff saying 350 patients and medical workers have been evacuated, saying that the IDF have stormed the facility and burned nearly all the operating units there. The IDF attacks on and around that Kamal Adwan hospital have increased lately. They say that this is a Hamas terror stronghold, but we've seen the killing of medical workers, including the head of the ICU unit, and journalists as well.
ABC's Britt Clendon in Tel Aviv. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby saying the ceasefire and hostage release talks are ongoing and that Hamas is holding up the process. A ninth telecommunication firm has been hit by a cyber attack from the Chinese. That, according to U.S. officials, the hackers were able to access an unknown number of Americans' text messages and phone conversations. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Rain and possible fog tonight with a low of 37, winds southwest 10 to 15. Some spots of sun and staying mild for tomorrow with a high of 46. Freezing fog possible tomorrow night, low 31, and mostly cloudy and warm on Sunday with a high of 42. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, it's foggy, and we are receiving rain. In fact, we have received 2/10 of an inch of rain so far today, according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And our current temperature right now is 38 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Just had a flashback trip. Felt rich working for tips. Good times, good friends. Back then didn't know how good we had it. In a rush to grow up fast. Quick blink and here I am. The city streets closing in on me. My need to breathe got me reaching for my Chevy keys to get these. Backdrop, nothing but blue sky. Dirt road, windows down. Let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling. Get found in the freedom. Unplug, unwind, untie the binds that hold me down. Get grounded. Wheels off, blacktop. We get so busy sometimes. We feel like ships in the night.
But I miss your love, yeah. I miss your touch, yeah. Girl, hop up in my ride and we can go and find and get these wheels off, blacks off, backdrop, nothing but blue sky. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. I'm pulling wine, I'm trying to find some hold me down. Get grounded, wheels off, blacktop. Cut through the noise and the pines and we'll find our way back to a time when we both felt alive, yeah. Nothing but blue sky. Backdrop, nothing but blue skies. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. I'm plugged and wind, untie the binds that hold me down. Get grounded, wheels off, blacktop. Wheels off, blacktop. Wheels off, blacktop.
Join us for ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
It's crazy how manipulation feels like a soft blanket holding you tight. And every night sleeping next to someone's just as warm as the gaslight. It's funny how jealousy sounds like somebody's worried about you. And all that control takes on different roles. Don't realize the toll it takes on you. I've been to pretty dark places, stuck in toxic situations, but you taste like stability. That's new for me. Love's supposed to feel like this. It's funny how I used to make excuses, excuses as often as I breathe, defending him, trying to defuse it, and it would only blow up on me. supposed to feel like this.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
From 2015, that was Lauren Elena with Next Boyfriend. And I'm Tim Thied. I'm going to be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Right now I'm sitting for Bo Hendricks, but I'll be still doing my usual shift after the sports tonight up until 8 o'clock. So hopefully your Friday night is a good one. It is a foggy one and a wet one out there right now. It's foggy and rainy with a temperature of 38 degrees at 413. And a reminder, the Rotary Lights in the Park has been canceled for this evening. If you didn't hear that earlier, been announcing it throughout the afternoon. So be sure to not go to Rotary Lights tonight, but hopefully it'll be back again tomorrow. And yeah, so be careful out there. It is foggy, and we have received 21 107-inch of rain so far today.
Next down, jumped head first into the water, baptized away my sins. Hitched, two-time with Bobby Joe and Tommy, couple of lookers, new best friends. We slipped in the back of Sunday service, snowed them church ladies, they heard.
That was Bailey and the Boys with Wilder Days on Country and Community. Our time is 4:21 right now. We're continuing to get fog and rain, so be careful out there if you're out and about. And it looks like we're going to be having fog throughout the evening, so be driving with caution if you can. And because of that foggy weather, Rotary Lights in the Park has been canceled this evening, and we've been announcing it the past couple hours. But in case you didn't hear it, yeah, we are going to be canceling Rotary Lights in the Park is canceled for this evening. And also, they do not need any more volunteers, so thanks for everybody that has volunteered for that event. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, I got a new lost dog found along. The dog is a 7-month-old Australian Shepherd. The color is white, black, and brown of the dog. Her name is Haley, and she is wearing a tag, so you do have contact information on there. And the dog was lost in the McAvoy Hills Road area near Ithaca. If you find this dog, please give a call to 608-604-4672. Once again, that's 608-604-4672.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Let me help you save money at the Creative Outlet. From now until January 4th, you can save 50% off on all of our unique scrapbooking papers.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Sean's Auto Repair and Performance is grateful for another year of support from their amazing customers. They wish everyone a Christmas filled with love and a new year full of possibilities.
As the year ends, Prem Meats expresses their gratitude for the continued support, wishing all of their customers a magical Christmas and a bright new year.
WRCO 100.9.
Running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so broken heart. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches.
Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time, he'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swampland, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. A stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lame speeches. There ain't no time for lame speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
This high school wrestling report from the annual Bi-State Classic is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Cardinal CG, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Lime Ridge Ag.
Wrestling is complete. Session number one at the 42nd Annual Bi-State Classic Wrestling Tournament in La Crosse. Here's how things stand for area teams at the Bi-State Classic, which this year has the Girls Showcase in its second installment. First of all, for the Richland Center Hornets, one man, senior Ethan Hady, has reached the quarterfinals, still going in the championship bracket. He's at 126 pounds tonight. Still going in the tournament for the Hornets in the consolation bracket, these gentlemen will all be wrestling tonight. Caden Stibbe, Ethan Bodendine, Mason Jelinek, and Braden Kleppe. Also going tonight will be two Hornet girls in the girls' portion of the tournament, Madeline Muller and Kaylee Spildy. For the Riverdale Chieftains, no girls for Riverdale, but in the quarterfinals tonight will be three wrestlers. Lakota Brewer, a sophomore at 132 pounds, junior Brody Meese at 138, and junior Grant Matthews at 285, all perfect on the day. Still going in the consolation bracket for Riverdale are James Schramm, Hunter Wilkinson, Treston Rennish, and Chase McGuire. For the River Valley Blackhawks, two men have reached the quarterfinals tonight. They're Noah Radke at 138 pounds and Wyatt Knockreiner at 157. Still going for the Blackhawks are Jackson Scheel, Ben Reese, Quinn Puzon, Mason Schulte, Hunter Ault, and for the girls, Olive Corbett, Cameron Neef, and in the quarterfinals tonight, Montana Joels at 145 pounds. Let's take a look at the tournament so far for Ithaca Weston. All the boys now are in the consolation bracket. The last one to fall was senior Nolan Waldner, the 165-pound weight class. Ithaca Weston does have one girl in the quarterfinals tonight, and that is Kaylee Manning. at 235 pounds. She is seated second in the tournament, was a runner-up last year at the Bi-State. She's still going and in the quarterfinals tonight. For the boys in the consolation bracket, Derek Franzen, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman are still going. They need to win a couple of times tonight in order to be second-day qualifiers for Ithaca Weston. And on the girls' side, Emma Hilby is wrestling this evening. And for Kickapoo Lafarge, the tournament for the boys has come to a close. Freshman Ronan Culver's win at 126 pounds early on was the highlight, but a difficult day for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative boys. The girls, however, have three wrestlers still going in the tournament. The consolation bracket for the Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative girls are Luca Gross, Mariana Miller, and Madison Glass. More in our next report. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A deadly explosion at a Tyson poultry plant in Camilla, Georgia, early this morning.
You can see fire over the back of the building. Appears to be the northeast corner of the building.
Radio calls provided by Broadcastify. At least one person dead. The union representing plant workers blaming the blast on a boiler explosion and saying several workers were severely burned. U.S. officials telling ABC News that a Russian anti-aircraft system may be responsible for a commercial plane crash in Kazakhstan that left 38 people dead. ABC's Andrea Fujihi points out
the crash, prompting comparisons to the 2014 downing of a Malaysian Airlines flight, which investigators determined was shot down by Russian forces in Ukraine.
Another stowaway was caught on a Delta Airlines flight, this time from Seattle to Hawaii, as the plane taxied for takeoff on Christmas Eve. Authorities say the individual passed through TSA screening without a boarding pass. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Richland Center High School boys basketball team is at Winona State this afternoon. They're taking on Durand, Arkansas. In area boys basketball, the Hornets will take on Lewiston, Altoona tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Iowa Grand will host a varsity girls basketball tournament tomorrow, a one-day tournament featuring Iowa Grant taking on Judah and North Crawford against River Ridge. The winners will play at noon, and those in the consolation round will also play at noon. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Bucks get back to action tomorrow night. They'll be in Chicago after a loss last night to the Brooklyn Nets. The Wisconsin men's hockey team takes on Ferris State in the first round of the Quick Trip Faceoff at the Fiserv Forum. That's coming up on Saturday. The Badgers are defending champions, and none of the four teams in the field has a winning record. Senior goaltender Tommy Scarfone of Wisconsin is on a hot streak and was named the Big Ten Conference Third Star of the Week for the second straight time last week. Saturday winners will meet Sunday for the title. And how appreciative was Packer running back Josh Jacobs about his line this year? Well, he gave them all a diamond pendant. Here's center Josh Myers.
I told him, I was like, no one has ever gotten me a gift like this, ever. This is insane. Yeah, no, I that's my first diamond anything that's real. So it's a cool deal. I don't really know what to do with myself. I'll have to wear it sometime.
The Packers take on the Vikings with a 3:25 kickoff time on Sunday. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
rain and fog tonight with a low of 37. Some spots of sun and staying mild tomorrow with a high of 46. Freezing fog is possible tomorrow night with a low of 31 and mostly cloudy and warm on Sunday with a high of 42. Currently in Richland Center, it's foggy and rainy. Our winds are out of the south-southwest at 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 38 degrees. And a reminder, the Rotary Lights in the Park has been canceled for this evening due to the rainy and foggy weather.
100.9 WRCO. Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. Inside the bed, good. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another touch. And don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try. You're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby. Cause the truth is, the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing. Into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies.
This report from the annual Bi-State Wrestling Classic is made possible by Lime Ridge Ag, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Cardinal CG, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jelenic Plumbing and Heating.
Here are the team scores at the conclusion of session number one at the Bi-State Classic in La Crosse. Holman leads the Division I portion of the boys' tournament with 93 points. Marshfield second, 90, followed by West Salem, Bangor, Bayport, and D.C. Everest, rounding out the top five. There are 25 schools in Division I. Division II is led by Evansville with 94 points, a sizable lead over Lodi, 75.5. Prairie du Chien third at 73.5. Then Zumbrota, Mazeppa, Minnesota, 1 point back. And 1 point back in fifth place, Belmont, Platteville. River Valley, 6th, 15 points out of the top 5 at 56.5, and Dodgeville currently 10th in Division 2, where there are 26 schools wrestling in the boys tournament. And in Division III, Chatfield, Minnesota, the defending champion is at the top spot with 119.5. Aquinas and now Mineral Point tied for second with 101.5. Iowa Grant Highland is third with 98. Then Auburndale 94. Riverdale on the outside right now, eighth place with 61 points. In the girls' tournament, Badger and Wausau West are tied for the top spot with 82 points. Bayport has 75.5. Nacoosa, Assumption, Port Edwards, and Holman round out the top five in the girls' tournament. Let's just take a look at the girls' quarterfinals tonight and who from the area will be competing in those quarterfinals. Nobody from our immediate area. In the 100-pound weight class, Kylie Klum of Westby has reached the quarterfinals at 107 pounds. At 114, both Zoe Licht of Lodi and Madeline Gazda of Mauston Nacoosa are in the quarterfinals tonight. At 120, freshman Aspen Galo of Prairie du Chien is in the quarterfinals, as is freshman Kit Alsacker of Wanakee at 126 pounds. At 132, leading the way from the area, Frankie Groom, a sophomore from North Crawford Seneca, is in the quarterfinals on the basis of two pins earlier in the day. At 138, both Lydia Hutter of Adams Friendship and Ireland Chaka of Prairie du Chien are among the quarterfinalists. At 145 pounds, freshman Gracie O'Brien of New Lisbon has reached that pinnacle, as has sophomore Montana Joels of River Valley in the Bi-State quarterfinals tonight. At 152, representing the area, J.C. Davis of Belmont Platteville. At 165, both Kimura Hutter of Adams Friendship and Ellie Lenzendorf of Wanakee. At 185, Emily Heisner of Mineral Point is in the quarterfinals. And at 235, both Kaylee Manning of Ithaca Weston and Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville are in the quarterfinals tonight. And I did overlook one. We got her backtrack. Delia Collins, a top seed at 138 pounds with two first period pins and a technical fall. The top seed in that weight class is also in the quarterfinals at 138 for Mineral Point. More during the 520 Sports for WRCO and David Wormand. I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. And right now our time is 4:43, temperature 38 degrees. We continue having fog and rain in Richland Center. And because of that weather, the Rotary Lights in the park has been canceled this evening. Also, this is passed along from the WRCO Lost and Found Department. Lost, a seven-month-old Australian Shepherd. Her name is Haley, and the color of Haley is white, black, and brown, and she is wearing tags. And she was lost in the McAvoy Hills Road area near Ithaca. And if you find her, give a call to 608-604-4672. That, once again, is 608-604-4672.
Now, the rest of the story.
Oops, jumping ahead there. Sorry about that, folks. Just wanted to let you know this Paul Harvey program is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they are here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. It was summertime in Kansas City, Missouri. A 9-year young Wally was on the porch playing with the toys gathered there. Nothing could have fascinated the youngster more. His favorites were a wind-up car, which he could make go very fast up and down the planking, and a toy train with all sorts of cars between the engine and the caboose. Yes, the train was his most favorite of all. But there was just one thing about the toys on the porch. They were not Wally's. Neither was the porch, nor the home to which it belonged. The people who lived in that house, including the child who truly owned those toys, Wally had never met. Wally had never wanted to leave the farm. It was all his father's idea. With the money left over from auctioning the property, Dad bought a newspaper delivery route. The paper was the Kansas City Star, and the price of the route at $3 per customer was $6,000. So Wally's dad was demanding of his delivery boys, most of all Wally himself. While the other fellows earned $3 a week, Wally, for the same and sometimes more work, received nothing. "I feed and clothe you," was Dad's excuse to his son. There were two deliveries a day, the Morning Times and the Evening Star. It meant getting up at 3:30 every morning and venturing out in pouring rain or blinding blizzard. It meant depositing each paper inside the storm door in damp or winter weather. It meant placing each paper under a brick when there was the slightest wind to discourage his delivery boys from flinging their newspapers, while his father forbade the use of bicycles. And so it was that Wally would trudge through his route of many dozens of houses carrying his papers in a sack, seeing all of those homes much grander than his own up close, because the family was anything but well off. Wally got only practical presents for birthdays and Christmases, clothing and the like, never any toys. So when Wally came to this one particular house on his newspaper route, he would always hesitate for a long moment, gaze up at the wide porch and the big front door with a tinge of longing. Some very fortunate youngster lived in that house, Wally could tell. For occasionally during spring and summer mornings, the child's toys would be left out on the porch. Out of convenience or neglect, marvelous toys, miniature cars and trains. And so, whenever he felt particularly bold, little Wally, who had no toys of his own, would stop and play in the dawn's early light just for a while, and then he would carefully leave the toys in precisely the same positions in which he had found them. Someday he promised himself he'd have a toy train like the one that belonged to the little boy he'd never met, even if he had to grow up to get one. One day Wally grew up, and because he did, each generation of children ever since has had a happier, more wonder-filled childhood. For those who knew anything about him personally, knew that Wally, cartoonist and creator of the world's most fabulous amusement parks, Walt Disney, had a particular passion for miniature trains. And now, of course, you know why. For now you know the rest of the story.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Meyer Oil and LP thanks their customers for making this year so special. They wish you a season of joy and look forward to creating more memories together in 2025.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. We hope your holiday season is filled with joy, peace, and safe travels. Warm wishes from our team to you.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
This holiday season, Cardinal Glass CG is reflecting on the incredible support they received. They wish all of their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
100.9 WRCO. I stayed out late last night, but nothing I can drink could help me drink you off my mind. Everywhere I looked, ooh, I saw your face. And I wonder if there still might be a little space in your heart for me. 'Cause I'm so cold, I'm so alone, and I'm missing you. So won't you chance and
got too drunk. Half of my high school fell in love with the girl next door in their daddy's Ford. Half of my Main Street's mini skirts, half of my Main Street's dressed for church. It could use some rain and a fresh coat of paint. Half of my hometown's still hanging around, still talking about that one touchdown. They're still wearing red and black, go Bobcats, while the other half of my hometown, they all got out. Some went north, some went south, still looking for a feeling. Half of us ain't found. Steadily, part of me will always be half of my hometown. Half of our prom queens cut their hair, half of them think that it ain't fair. The quarterback moved away and never came back. Happy I left, the other half worries. I'll just forget where I came from, same place where they came from. Half of my hometown's still hanging around, still talking about that one touchdown. They're still wearing red and black, go Bobcats, while the other about that one touchdown. Raise some kids in red and black, go Bobcats, while the other half of my hometown was in the crowd. They knew the words, they sang them loud, and all I wanna do was make them cry. 'Cause half of me will always be Knoxville.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A deadly explosion at a Tyson poultry plant in Camilla, Georgia, early this morning.
You can see fire over the back of the building. Appears to be the northeast corner of the building.
Radio calls provided by Broadcastify. At least one person dead. The union representing plant workers blaming the blast on a boiler explosion and saying several workers were severely burned. U.S. officials telling ABC News that a Russian anti-aircraft system may be responsible for a commercial plane crash in Kazakhstan that left 38 people dead. ABC's Andrea Fujihi points out
the crash, prompting comparisons to the 2014 downing of a Malaysian Airlines flight, which investigators determined was shot down by Russian forces in Ukraine.
Another stowaway was caught on a Delta Airlines flight, this time from Seattle to Hawaii, as the plane taxied for takeoff on Christmas Eve. Authorities say the individual passed through